Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review. Today we're continuing with our course, Personal Evangelism, and we're on session number 6 this week, which is entitled Overcome the Barriers. So if you've been studying along with us over the last several weeks, we've been going through this course, and today's session will help you to understand and be able to overcome the barriers that hinders the proclamation of the gospel. And again, this week, we're going to seek the face of God, and we're going to pray that our concern for the lost will increase as we study this lesson. We're going to pray that the persons that we desire to know Christ would see his love in us. And we're also going to pray that each of us will respond to the need for more workers in God's harvest field. So in addition to our time of prayer now, we want to make sure that each and every one of us are being faithful in our personal devotion. For we realize, students, that without our own relationship with the Lord being nurtured daily, our witness will lack effectiveness. So let us go ahead and seek the face of God now as we prepare to review this week's lesson. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. We exalt your holy name. We ascribe worth to you today. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to study your word. May your Holy Spirit be with us to guide and teach us and to bring understanding to us. May each student and staff member of Grace Bible College and those listening by the sound of my voice be touched with a fresh anointing from you. May their concern for the lost increase. May those that they pray for to know Christ come to know you, and may they have opportunity to be an effective witness. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' Master's name. Hallelujah. And amen. Again, praise the Lord, students. We welcome you to our lesson summary review. This week, we're on session number 6 of the course, Personal Evangelism. This is one of our associate's degree in Christian theology courses. And we're going to review the major headings for this week's session. So I pray that if you don't already have your study guide, your note-taking materials, that you go ahead and prepare to do so. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the introduction for what this lesson talks about, and then I'll give you the major headings, and hopefully we'll have time to go over each of the major headings that your course and study guide pointed you to. Now, one of the first things we want to begin with, if you think about this session, Overcoming Barriers, if you look at your study guide on page 35, you'll see a picture of what's called the believer's armor. And this is likened to what Paul talked about in the book of Ephesians about being dressed in the whole armor of God. I believe it's Ephesians chapter 6. But we need to understand that this armor should take on a new meaning as we realize that winning the lost is a spiritual battle. We'll see as we go through this course that there are difficulties that we must overcome, but we do not have to go forward without help. When we realize that there will be resistance, we prepare to overcome that resistance in advance. So as we go through this week's lesson, we're going to see that there are some barriers that are natural because people grow up in different cultures. Some of the barriers may be because we speak different languages. And other barriers are put in our path by Satan and his troops, which are in opposition or adversaries to God and God's people. And as we go through the course, we're also going to see that some barriers are a combination of natural and satanic forces. But as we realize the power that's contained in Jesus and his name and the Holy Spirit, and as we see from our inspiration through the gospel, that it cannot be contained. For as one of the early epistle writers in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So with that in mind, Let me ask you this question. How do we overcome barriers in spiritual warfare? Well, one of the answers that we're going to see as we go through this review is that not by brute force, but by prayer. Another scripture that comes to my mind now says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So we want to know that it is not by our power or our might, but it will be by prayer, wisdom, obedience, and persistence as we depend on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So as we go through this week's lesson review, there are three things that I want you to realize that will help you as you face opposition in sharing the gospel. The first thing is, and you can write these three down, first thing is, expect barriers. Don't always look for an easy path. Secondly, recognize what the barriers are and what is behind them. And thirdly, know how to overcome them so that people can be saved. So again, expect barriers by not looking for the easy path. Recognize what the barriers are, what is behind them, and third, know how to overcome the barriers so that people can be saved. So here are the major headings of this week's lesson that we're going to talk about. Our first major section of our lesson is identify barriers. The second major heading is religious barriers. The third heading is language barriers. And the fourth major heading that we'll talk about is social barriers. So those are the major headings that your study guide pointed you to, and we'll touch on each of those briefly today. So let's go ahead now, students, and begin with our first major heading, which is identity barriers. Identity barriers. The first objective asks us to explain how God looks at man's identity. Now, let me explain that people naturally identify and group themselves with others who are of the same race, religious persuasion, and political affiliation. We know that in our world that it is violently torn by conflict between groups with different identities. People of one identity tend to view people of other identities as enemies, perhaps subhuman in value, or at least second-class citizens. Now, on that basis, those other people do not qualify as neighbors in the sense that Jesus gave the parable to the scribes and Pharisees of that they should love their neighbors, and then they asked the question, who is my neighbor? And usually when you view people other than yourselves as less deserving, you do not treat them equally, or you do not place equal value upon them as we do ourselves. Now, with that in mind, let me ask this question. What view of people does the gospel message present? We'll see as we go through this, the lessons of the gospel, and in this week's lesson, that according to the gospel message, all people qualify for God's equal love simply by being members of the human race. So you may want to think about some verses that support that God loves each person in some of the following areas. We need to make sure we review, and I want you to do this, to find scriptures that talk about how God values each person of every race and people group. I want you to find scriptures that show how God loves each person as an individual. Also find scriptures that show how God loves each person in the same way as other individuals and to the same degree. This will help remove some of the identity barriers if we look at people and if we identify them the way God identifies them. Now, we have a visual aid at this point of our lesson, and as we always share with you, if you're studying by distance education independently online or by mail, we'll try to post these visual aids on our Facebook page, or you can always contact us at the school email address or through the live chat line, and we'll get you a copy of the visual aids. If you're studying in the classroom setting, your network training center director should be able to provide you with a copy of the visuals. But if you want to try to take notes, I'll go through some of what this visual aid describes. If you have a blank sheet of paper, you can write at the top of the paper barriers, the word barriers, B-A-R-R-I-E-R-S. And so this depiction is asking us this question. When you see the following kinds of persons, how much do you want to win them to Jesus? That is the question that this visual is addressing. And it gives 10 kinds of persons with which we need to answer that question. The first person it lists is the tax collector or tax auditor. The second group of people it talks about are Jehovah's Witnesses or a Mormon who knocks on your door. A third kind of person is a transient or a homeless person. Fourthly, what about an unfriendly neighbor? Fifth, or number five, an unfair or demanding boss. What about a Jewish person? Number seven, perhaps, what's your view of an ex-convict or ex-prisoner? Number eight, how do you view a member of another race or culture? Number nine, how do you feel about a poor person? And number 10, what about a Muslim? These 10 kinds of people that I listed for you today is something that we need to answer this question. When we see these kinds of persons, how much do we want to win them to Jesus? So we need to make sure that we identify any barriers that may have come to mind as we listed these 10 groups of people and pray that God will help us to overcome the barriers so that we can win them for Christ. After all, this course is entitled Personal Evangelism. This is what each and every one of us can do and should do to reach out to those who may not be like us, but we have a desire to see every person come to know Jesus Christ. So as you looked at that visual, as you heard the illustration, we would note that the kinds of people listed on this visual, if they do not fit your cultural setting, I want you to construct your own list of social undesirables, of the people that you really don't really think about when you think of sharing the gospel, or the people that you try to avoid, or the people that you may think that are undeserving. Make your own list. And then I want you to evaluate your list according to this statement, that we tend to want to win to Christ only those individuals whom we judge by the value of our society as worth saving. I pray that you realize, students, that even if you did undesirable things, which we all have, Christ thought that we were worth saving. And so we should have that same attitude, that same mind of Christ as we pray for opportunities to win the lost. So we need to understand that there is a human tendency to value some people or persons more than others. But we have a strong desire to win the ones that we value more than we do those that we value less. So we must create an equal, so to speak, playing field. For God is not a respecter of persons, but he wants all. Say that with me, student. He wants all to come to repentance. Because God loves everyone the same, and he died for each one equally. And that's why he desires eternal fellowship with every person. So we must pray to feel the same value for each person that God does. Now, there's another scripture text that will help us in being able to overcome identity barriers. If you're feeling like you perhaps have some of these barriers, don't feel guilt or ashamed or overburdened with it. Jesus dealt with these even as he walked on the earth with one of his early apostles, Peter. If you make note of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, and I'll read from the NIV, it says, Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for one another, love one another deeply from the heart. So we understand this is the same Peter who had to receive a vision of a sheep coming down with different types of animals and be commanded to not to call anything unclean that the Lord has declared clean. So we see that he went through a transformation. He understood the lessons that were taught to him. And so I'd like to explain to you that sin, even prejudice, is a sin that obstructs our ability to love. So as we look at this scripture, we see God had to deal with Peter to make him willing to go to the Roman centurion's house. You can see a reference for this in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 20. We see Peter, in spite of being used in mighty ways under the anointing of the Spirit and of hearing from the lips of Jesus the command to go and make disciples of all nations, Peter still had racism or prejudice in his heart that needed to be purified. And this scripture is encouraging to read because we see that years later, Peter wrote showing that he had learned the lesson that Jesus taught him. And perhaps some of you today may need to learn this lesson similar as Peter. So I want you to think about some of the personal prejudices that you may have learned early in your life. Some through very painful experiences at the hands of others, you may have come to realize that some of your thinking about other people or the groups of people or the classes of people were wrong. And so we want to ask God, just as Peter says, now that we have been purified, ask God to purify our hearts and our minds, our thinking. Some of you may be able to tell how God dealt with you or how you need to allow God to deal with you in this regard. So we pray a prayer that God will purify each and every one of our hearts. And it's a good way to remind yourself of this scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Read that scripture text and then pray for God to help you by his Holy Spirit if you're struggling with identity barriers. So that was our first objective. We're studying session 6 of the course, Personal Evangelism, which is talking about overcoming barriers. And the first barrier that we looked at was identity barriers. Our second barrier is religious barriers. So the second objective asks us to tell how a Christian worker can best overcome a religious barrier. Now, it is easy to observe, students, that the most bitter and most violent wars in history are fought with religious motivation. You think about the Christians versus the Muslims in wars for generations now. We know that verbal battles over religious issues, it may win an argument, but they don't win people, which is our goal. So if you think about what our study guide taught us in this second objective, I want to encourage you to deal with religious people according to this proverb. If you want a dog to drop his bone, give him a piece of meat. In other words, if you want people to let go of what you think would be undesirable for God, give them something that is desirable that they can take instead. So we need to demonstrate to others what God has done for us, what he's done in us through our trust relationship with Jesus. Not about promoting our church, promoting our denomination, promoting even Christianity. We want to demonstrate what a trust relationship with Jesus looks like. And I'd like to stress with you, students, that being a Christian is having a real communicating and cooperating relationship with God. It is not just going through the outward mechanics of religious ceremony. In everyday conversation with unbelievers, we should refer to what God is doing in us and for us and what He is saying to us. Now, this isn't traditional preaching that we're talking about, but this is just a natural way of speaking the good news in a non-confrontational manner. This is very effective, students, in getting the message across. Some of you may have heard that I'd rather see a sermon any day than to hear one. Let people see your sermon. This is what it means to demonstrate a trust relationship with Jesus. That was our second objective, how to deal with religious barriers. The third objective is language barriers. It asks us to give two language barriers and ways to overcome them. So let's talk about some of the language barriers that may present itself as we go forth to speak the gospel, particularly in mission fields and among people groups who speak other languages. So firstly, I want you to think about some of your experiences in dealing with the two major language barriers of sharing the gospel with people who may speak a different language, or perhaps those who cannot read. They may be illiterate. These may be some of the barriers we have to overcome as we go forth to minister the gospel. So if you think about this, I'd like to comment that Jesus' command is clear, that we must express the gospel in ways that others can understand. We should not wait for the lost to learn our language or learn how to read in our language. I'd like to stress with you, students, that the importance placed on understanding in Jesus' parable of the sower, which is found in Matthew chapter 13, verses 19 and verse 23. And if you take note of that scripture, you'll see that if the gospel is heard but not understood, then Satan prevents it from having any effect on the listener. However, if the gospel is understood, it can transform the listener. So this is why it's very important that we overcome the language barriers. So I want you to identify some other factors that may create language barriers and list them on your blank sheet of paper. There may be some things like regional or social level variations among people who speak the same language, or people who maybe have different levels of literacy. And then think about those barriers, and then I want you to think about some of the ways to increase your effectiveness in communicating to these people. You may want to speak, maybe if they speak a slang language, speak that language. Use illustrations or proverbs from daily life, or perhaps share some of the experiences of other believers. You know, Jesus used many different ways to communicate effectively with people, usually in the form of what we call parables. He wanted to do this in order to help overcome the barriers, the language barriers, the religious barriers, the identity barriers. And as we're going to look at next, he also wanted to help present the gospel by overcoming social barriers. So our fourth and final major heading in this lesson review is social barriers. And this objective asks us to explain what a personal evangelist should do when faced with social opposition. Now, in this section, we have another visual aid, which is entitled Overcoming Barriers. If you have a blank sheet of paper, you can jot these down, and again, we'll try to post them on the Facebook page. So in this visual aid, it is asking us to review the social barriers that we face in life situations and what is needed to overcome them. So as we take a look at it, and I'll try to describe some of what's there, At the top of the heading, you can write overcoming barriers. And there are at least four barriers with which we've talked about in this lesson. Number one being identity barriers. Second, religious barriers. Fourth, language barriers, and now social barriers. And it's like a fence that's separating you from another person. And as you overcome each barrier, you remove a portion of the fence that's separating you from other people, which allows you to interact and to share with one another without the barriers being present. And this is what we're doing as we learn these lessons and as we apply these lessons to our everyday personal evangelism opportunity. We will also be removing the barriers between us and others who we want to share Christ with. So I encourage you, students, that with genuine love and humility on your part and the leading of the Holy Spirit, in time these barriers can be overcome. And I also like to remind you that the main reason for persisting in reaching past barriers is the desperate need of those lost people who may be deceived into thinking that they are wiser or in a better condition than the one who is telling them the good news. I like for you to make note of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, to see a reference of that. And we need to learn, students, if we allow Christ's love to compel us, as Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians 5 and 14, and if we persist in faith, then we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So today we've been reviewing Session 6 of the course Personal Evangelism, which is entitled Overcoming Barriers. I pray that you will reflect on the barriers that you are facing in trying to win the four people that we asked you to list in last week's lesson. It might be well to have various people share some of the barriers that they may be going through and how they help to overcome those barriers. So I want you to pray, and we're going to pray that we will overcome the barriers that may be blocking a path between us and those that we desire to see saved. And I encourage each one of you to seek out a prayer partner for the purpose of praying for the salvation of the people that you are targeting to share the message of Christ with. Again, students, we are so appreciative of these opportunities to come and share these lessons with you. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions, comments, and we'll be more than happy to get back in touch with you. Again, may the Spirit of God be with us today as we submit ourselves to learning from the Holy Spirit, teaching us how to be more effective in overcoming the barriers that separate us from sharing the gospel effectively with others. May the Holy Spirit be with you. May the Holy Spirit empower you. May He give you faith. May He give you courage. And may He give you ability to share the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, students. Until next time, have a good day.